Gary Woods has still got his problem with a back spasm, so he's obviously very doubtful. Andy Griffin is a no, with the tear in his hamstring and the usual, David Sayers, Paul Keegan, and Martin Woods are. David's probably, I've said this, how many times have I said this, he's probably might train next week. He's had another injection and he's come through that well, but at best, David might be available for the Brentford game, I think.
Frustrating, though, with him, isn't it? Because that's something that's, he's almost there, yeah. and then he's still a week away.
Yeah, so close, he's been so close many times, and then we've had it double-checked with a scan, and the scanner says it's not quite right yet. And so we have to be guarded by the results from the scan.
Sounds a bit dramatic to say, are the injured lads out for the rest of the season? But of the players who are obviously a bit more serious, do you just write them off now?
Yeah, in that sense we do, yes. And if something develops very quickly, probably only David is the one that's going to be close to any involvement a week on Saturday. So, yeah, it is. I mean, you could look at it negatively. And I am being negative that they might be available for the playoffs. But I'm not thinking about that.
However, you could go up then this weekend, confident, relaxed about it?
I'm both. I think on Saturday what's going to have to happen is the heart's going to have to pump with the players. They've really got to pump. Everyone's going to be excited. The heart will be pumping, but got to have a cool head. Cool and calm on Saturday. And controlled aggression, that's for certain. And if you can have them three things, I think we'll be okay, because Notts County is not going to come here and just decide to give us 3 points. They had a good win last week. They've introduced some young players, which paid off handsomely for them. Handsomely. Did really well, the young lads. And Chris Kiwomia will know them, obviously, because he's come through with the kids and he's shown confidence in them and they've repaid it, so... They're not going to come in and make it easy for us, that's for certain.
So you don't get the sense that because they've got nothing to play for, they're not in any bother, then they're not going to threaten the playoffs at the end of the season, that they are maybe a gear or two lower?
No, I think the young players come in and give the other players a new lease of life. That can happen. And they've introduced three 18-year-olds nearly at the same stage, so it's good luck to them for doing that, preparing for next year and... As I said, that they'll want the games to go on, young players, not the season finishing now.
How important is it that you approach it in pretty much the same way you've approached every other game and don't take this one any differently to how you might, because there is an added carrot, I suppose, at the end, potentially, of this game?
There are other issues on this game, isn't it, Nathan? It's not just 90 minutes, I understand that. Not just 90 minutes is a bigger issue on this one. And if results go right, and if it's a big if, isn't it? We don't worry about ifs. We want to do. Let's get our side sorted and then go into the Brentford game, knowing it's still in our hands. I think that's absolutely vital that we go to Brentford, knowing it's down to us what we do.
This, though, is perhaps one weekend where you could be forgiven for thinking or worry or wondering how Brentford and Bournemouth are getting along, because that result obviously could have a bearing on how things go here. Will you be kept in touch? Will you want to know?
No. We'll know, won't we? Well, the crowd's reaction. I've been involved in games when you can sense it. Information will be fed through, obviously. It's most certainly if it's dramatic. If it is a dramatic result in our favour, that will be filtered through. But I haven't set anything up in place to know what is going on at the other places.
It would be fantastic, wouldn't it? And a winner-takes-all battle with Brentford on the last day. Is that something you anticipate happening now?
That would be tasty. I think that would be very, very tasty, I must admit. It would be something... mouth-watering, but again, it's an if situation. We're back into that. If everything goes right for us and Brentford, that'll be a really exciting challenge.
So just to go back to Notts County, I mean, they are inconsistency personified this year. They have actually flirted with the playoffs for a time, mm-hmm. haven't they? But mm-hmm. events, they fell away into mid-table.
Yeah, changed the manager. Well, you know my views on that, and changing the manager mid-season. Doesn't work. I didn't mean this is against Chris, because he's a young manager starting out, and I wish him good luck in that sense. But clubs who change their managers mid-season for the negative reasons don't usually do well.
And I was going to say there was a change here, wasn't there?
I got the negative reasons in there. It's for negative reasons, really, wasn't it? You know, it was obviously different for Dean and for me. It's worked out well, but I mean, if and the classic example is Dean Smith at Walsall, isn't he? 17 games without a win, or 14 games without a win. He's, what is he now? 2 steps away from the playoffs. Stuck with him. Young manager, believed in him. That to me is a classic example on how to look at things in the big picture.
This picture has changed a lot over the course of the past few weeks, hasn't it? I mean, one of your closest rivals recently, they've changed their manager as well. Other teams in the playoff picture have changed their manager across this season, obviously Doncaster Rovers as well. Yet, here Doncaster Rovers can probably say, only Tranmere at the start of the season, you've been at the top for the longest now.
Well, it shows that we're comfortable with it and happy with where we are. I think I said that from day one. It's a challenge from when we went top, how good are we to stay there? Because now it's a different scenario now in terms of... I look at Carlisle. Carlisle came and played really well against us because we were a scalp, you know, and we have to contend with that. Generally, we have done. But being top is... I'd rather be where we are than Barnet or Aldershot, that's for certain.
It's a situation where a lot of people now have this clamour for next season, and they're wondering about ifs, buts and maybes, even though there are still issues to be decided as regards the title and promotion. Do you think that this squad, by and large, can hack it next year in the Championship?
Certain.
What gives you that confidence?
Knowing the players, knowing the quality, knowing the Championship, knowing what we're going to bring in, and that's quality. What I'm going to bring will definitely add quality to this squad, that's for certain.
And because there has been, oddly, and it was pointed out again last night, wasn't it, at the supporters' meeting, there are a lot of players who are out of contract. Do you think that has served in many respects as a motivation, as a carrot for them?
Well, I wasn't involved in the contract negotiations from day one with the players coming in. I mean about length of contracts, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Don't get 3 years off very often now in most certainly even in the Championship now, not many players on 3 year contracts. So when I came in and looked at the length of contracts and there were so many out of contract, you can look at it two ways. You can panic and think, well, we've only got 8 players. But you can look at it another way, so well, you've got 8 players under contract, which you're more than happy with, and the players out of contract, well, you want the majority of them to stay and to be part of a Championship team.
Yeah. Do you think that's a good thing? Because, obviously 3 year contracts are rare now, but it means you don't get players thinking, well, I'll be all right for the next 3 years, and just kicking their heels and not really working particularly hard.
I think a good contract for player and club is a year's contract with a year option, on both ways, given both ways, and that is flexible and it's comfortable. Length of contracts don't concern me. It's as long as they're doing well.
So just to come back to Saturday, it could be a fantastic occasion for Doncaster Rovers, last home game in any case. How important is it that the town comes out and actually watches this? Because, again, the team are on the verge of something special here.
Yeah, and I'm quoting the chairman now from last night. Interesting, in that he's been here 15 years. He's been involved in 7 playoffs, 4 promotions. Won the SPL, so in his words, he's the most successful chairman this club has ever had. So it's been, last year, only 1 relegation, which was last year. So it's roller coaster and we're back on the up again. That's the chairman's word, and I would echo that. Most certainly we're on the way up again.
Final one from me. how soon after the end of the season, and the regular season at least, I know you're not ruling anything out, but are you going to sit down and thrash out all these contracts and all these deals so that you know where you are going into June and July?
It could be 7 o'clock Sunday morning. It could be.
Really that quickly?
Yeah. It could be 7 o'clock Sunday morning.
Because that would be a benefit to everybody. Yeah, everybody knows where they stand.
Oh, yeah, the players know that as well.